Illinois.
Yeah, just called the, first I called the Phoenix police, and they said unconditionally no, guns are not allowed on light rail and buses. Then I called the Tempe police, and first they said guns aren't allowed, but then they kind of wavered and actually got the law, and they actually gave me the right answer and said guns are allowed. Okay, then I called the Mesa police, the same thing happened. First they said no, guns are allowed. Then it's like, well, yeah, we actually might be allowed, but they partially gave me the incorrect answer, because they said if there's a sign saying no guns, you can't have guns, and they said if a person requested to leave to get off the bus because you got a gun, that's illegal, which is not legal. Now last we're going to call up ASU police, and this should be very interesting, because on ASU guns are prohibited legally per law, and one part of the light rail system runs through the campus. It runs right on the corner of University and Rural, and that light rail station is on the ASU campus. So this should be interesting. I bet your lawyers may argue about whether it's legal. So now I'm going to call the ASU Police Department and ask them. We'll see. Their number is, if I don't knock this thing out of my ear. Okay, the ASU number is 965-3456, or it's 965-7747. Anyhow, let's try it. Is this the ASU police? I have a question. Are guns allowed on light rail?
The ASU police department.
Yeah, well, the light rail goes right through ASU on that corner. There's a light rail station on the University and Rural corner.
We don't allow guns on campus. I don't know about light rail. You have to contact light rail.
Well, no, that was my question. Is since that little station on Rural and University is on your campus, does that mean people are not allowed to ride on light rail?
And have a weapon?
Yeah.
Well, that light rail is a separate company. It's just a stand. I mean, it's just a drop-off point for us.
Yeah, well, but yeah, but see, that was my question. I talked to people at light rail, and they say guns are allowed on light rail. But then I realized, wait a minute, you know, guns are forbidden on the ASU campus. I forget what the law is.
If they're riding on light rail, I can't do much about that. But if they're planning on coming on campus to go to class or whatever with a gun, then no.
Well, my question was, somebody could get off at that place, and then that would mean they would be on your campus.
Stay on our campus, they could also walk from that point.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Is that something you could arrest them for if they got off?
But not for,
if
they're only going to be there for 2 seconds. I don't see our guys doing that.
Would you be able to, like, cite me a law or give me an opinion on it?
I don't have anything like that.
Okay, so
my bad. I'm a dispatcher here, so if you do talk to somebody, if you also talk to, like, judicial affairs or somebody like that, they'd be able to.
Does the ASU police have, like, an informational officer or somebody that answers questions?
We have what we call a public information officer.
Mm-hmm.
And you can contact them.
Can you transfer me, or do you got a number for them?
You know, the interesting thing about this
Facebook is it's a Facebook group for hosts. People send a great post up. It's basically in one of the environments that breaks the old up. And it was clear that Obama realized that basically had come too soon, and he stopped. But unfortunately, it wasn't rectified. He gave the fashion that is different from that in the Constitution. And the problem with the Constitution is that it had these words in quotes. This is the only office, the only office for anybody that's specified in the Constitution. That's right. And in general, that quotation in the Constitution must be read exactly. And you understand why, because otherwise presidents could omit a couple of words or transpose clauses. And you end up on what's called a slippery slope problem, where you have to decide how much of the oath is really necessary. Historically, the view has been, that's an example. And by the way, that's why fast two justices have not risked it. They've read it. And I think that in this case, it was a rather precocious moment by our new Chief Justice, where he tried to do it without reading. And I think this is going to be a lesson for future chiefs.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Our PIO's number, her name is Julie Newberg.
Julie Newberg.
And you can contact her at 480-727. 3116.
So 480-727-3116.
Correct.
And it's Julie Newberg.
Correct.
Cool, thanks for talking to me.
Hello.
Bye.
Hi, you reached Julie Newberg in Media Relations. Please leave me a message or call me on my cell at 480-206-0649. Thanks.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished.
Well, I got a call up on a cell phone.